This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
How often do you perceive a biotech industry as a money-making industry? And how many of you are taking Make in India seriously and extracting the benefits incurred by it? Don't underestimate the power of these words, biotech and Make in India. Hello and welcome to another interesting podcast from Biotechnica. My name is Kajol and I'll be highlighting a very interesting and important topic. Entrepreneurs are turning towards biotechnology in India. Biotechnology is a very interesting field, and where in the world it has already started developing and establishing as a successful profit-making industry, in India it is still an emerging field. But if we compare the last two decades of biotech industry in India, it has undergone a very successful metamorphosis. It is a scientific field wherein living organisms are used making products and chemicals which are used in wide range of other industry and to the end users. Thus, it provides one such kind of a technology that can be strategically used for the B2B and B2C type of business. Slowly and steadily, entrepreneurs who are also becoming more and more aware about the government's investment and focus in India are moving towards biotechnology to earn profits and for sustainability for their business. The scientific research-based topic requires infrastructure, high-tech equipment, scientific workforce like laboratories, and most importantly, well-trained manpower for biotech industry. One of the major factors that has contributed a crucial push and confidence amongst the entrepreneurs to establish a startup in this field is the new government initiative about Make in India. Just in the year 2017, there have been a massive achievements by DBT in this particular field. Now let's find out what all these achievements are. Firstly, in healthcare industry, DBT has launched a very interesting program called Innovate in India or I3 program with a funding of about $250 million. It is a very unique program which focuses on promoting India's biopharmaceutical industry, majorly concerning with the barriers around affordable healthcare. This Government of India flagship program, which is in collaboration with World Bank, encourages entrepreneurship and is implemented by the Biotechnology Industry Research Assistance Council, that is BIRAC, which is a public sector enterprise set up by DBT. Next, in agriculture, food and nutrition industry, India is an agricultural country, right? So most of our economy is dependent upon agriculture, which is conserved in most of the rural parts of India. Our government has come up with a very interesting farmer-centric program called Biotech Kisan, which aims at scaling up and addressing farming-related challenges related to soil, water, marketing with efficient technology. This program can create a close and helpful collaboration between farmers and that of scientists. Next in the sector is bioenergy. Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited and Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited were transferred with the country's second generation ethanol plant to establish a commercial scale biomass plants based on the technology which was built under the ministry. Now, with the innovative technology developed by the team at DBT ICT, the time required for converting biomass to biofuel, that is around 4 to 7 days, reduced enormously to just around 18 to 20 hours. And it produced about 300 liters of ethanol per ton of biomass. This useful product can be blended with petrol and used efficiently in the vehicles as fuels. Now talking about one of the most important sector, that is environment and sanitation. DBT, with the support and collaboration with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and BIRAC, is participating in the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan in coming up with a range of products that are of utmost necessary, like bioremediation of filthy water used to eliminate organic waste from municipal wastewater. This technology also used to discard and filter harmful substances from various industries such as mining and distillators and production of biogas along with biofertilizers, river cleanup technologies and biotoilet technologies, to name some of the few. Now, in industry, Bio-Rad has been acting as a Vardaan or a blessing given by the Government of India to the booming entrepreneurs in the field of biotechnology. So far, it has supported over 700 biotech companies, research institutes and small and medium scale enterprises, which includes around 500 startups. Bio-Rad, Biotechnology Ignition Grant, that is Big Grant, has become one of the largest and successful funding programs that has supported over 230 startups and entrepreneurs. Looking at the amazing environment created by the government, which supports innovative biotech ideas, some superhumans have opened their minds to take up this opportunity and thus have turned into a successful enterprise. You will be very happy to see the money that biotech industry has earned over the past few years in India. There were around 1,000 biotech startups in India just by the end of 2016. Most of these were established in the previous 5 years. Now, most of you must be, you know, comparing the other developing countries or developed countries with that of India with respect to such numbers. You will be surprised to know that if you compare these numbers with Australia and United Kingdom, they are quite near to what we have, right? So the Australia in the same period had 470 biotechnology companies and UK around 3,835. And if we look at the net worth of these biotech companies, it was around US $11 billion in 2016, which is expected to grow around $100 billion by 2025. Now, major part of these biotech startups is working in the field of medicine, like in diagnostic tools, medical devices and drugs. But also 18% are found to be in the biological or biotechnological services, 14% in agricultural biotechnology and 3% in bioindustry, and only 1% in bioinformatics. I wanted to make sure that India had its own voice heard in the field of biotechnology. These are the words quoted by the immensely dynamic and brilliant Anu Acharya, who is an inspiring entrepreneur having two startups based in Hyderabad named Osimum Biosolutions and MapMyGenome. Bangalore-based biotech startups like Pandorum Technologies, C6 Energy, Granite Labs are making news by their extraordinary competition or extraordinary contribution in the field of biotech industry. These are the few of the many motivating biotech startups that India has right now. Wow, isn't it inspiring and motivating that these entrepreneurs are converting their dreams into reality and making a major impact in the world biotech industry? So don't doubt yourself and start cherishing and building your dreams of becoming a victorious biotech entrepreneur. Thank you and stay tuned for the next interesting and helpful podcast that Biotechnica will bring to you.